Sanctions impact Sibur's petrochemical plans with Indian Oil. The Russia-Ukraine war has hindered the construction of a significant petrochemical plant by Russia's PJSC Sibur Holding and Indian Oil Corporation. LTD, IOC, at Paradip. The partnership faced setbacks due to sanctions on Moscow during the war, prompting Sibur to postpone its plan and IOC to proceed independently. Sibur's involvement in the petrochemical venture was a crucial component of India and Russia's approach, involving joint collaboration in petrochemicals, energy sourcing, supplies, and upstream investments. The last significant investment from Russia in the Indian energy sector occurred when a consortium led by Rosneft acquired ESSA Oil Ltd. for $12.9 billion, including the Vadnar refinery and port. IOC's focus on expanding its petrochemical business to meet global and domestic demand for petrochemicals led to the investment. State-run firms like ONGC Vyj Ltd., Bharat Petro Resources Ltd., IOC, and Oil India Ltd. are facing challenges with their Russian ventures. OVL is awaiting equity rights for its shares in Sakhalin 1 oil and gas fields, while IOC faces delays in receiving $400 million worth of dividend payments from CSJC Vankorneft and LLC Tosyuryak due to difficulties in transferring funds from Russia. IOC's Paradip refinery in Edessa produces various petrochemical grades, with paraxylene and PTA plants currently under implementation. India is attempting to become a hub in Asia in this sector.